What's going on, team? Welcome to Basically Podcast 118. It's been a minute. I know we keep falling off and keep getting back on again, but that's all right. We've been busy. We've been working on stuff. We've got a lot of exciting things in the pipeline for you guys. This is one of the things that we've been working on. Today's a real short podcast. It's just 5 minutes of me talking through just a concept that I use when programming for individual clients or with the competitive rise guys. And it's kind of a pre-warm-up for your warm-up, because you can never be warm enough. So give this one a listen. It just kind of talks through the principles of why I use this method to warm up and the importance of it and the reason in it. And if you are somebody who has seen me write this for your program before, hopefully you get a bit of a better insight as to why I do that and appreciate it more, so we can get a bit more buy-in. Playing with a little bit of a different format for this podcast. This is like a 5 minute fitness thing. I'd like you to let me know what you think. These are a little bit easier to throw out, because you don't need to guess. They don't need to be long form and kind of well planned. It's just something that I feel would be useful to share, and we can do it in short format. And now I'm already changing that short format into long format. So I'm gonna leave you to go enjoy the episode. Let me know what you think. We can do short 5 minute fitness ones, and hopefully that's useful for you. Have a sick day. Go and enjoy episode 118. Let's do it. All right, gang. Just wanted to go a quick talk about, I always put in a program, and this also goes from individual clients as well, individual athletes. You guys are athletes. But I always write at the start of the Rise warm-up, and like I said, for individual clients too, to do a 5 minute easy bike or 5 minute easy row. That often depends on what you're doing for the day. And just want to kind of talk about the reason why, because it kind of just seems like a throwaway thing. We just put that in the programming, just go and do 5 minutes and then we're ready to go. But there's a very good reason why, and I want to share that reason with you so you guys get more buy-in to the importance of the reason to be doing that, but also understand what the parameters of that are for yourself. So the reason we put that into training is obviously the physiological benefits of getting your heart rate up, getting some good blood flow, and kind of getting the body prepped for training, get you nice and, the warmer you are, the better blood flow you've got, the more prepared you are to move into your next part of your warm-up, which will always be the 2 or 3 rounds of activation work. And then you're going to be more prepared to go into that. If you go into those activation exercises cold, you're not going to get as much out of them. So again, we're unlocking more potential. That is more of the physiological side. So this is talking about unlocking the potential you have to get more out of your warm-up. The more you warm up, the more warm you are, the more prepared you are, the more you're going to get out of training, pure and simple. But there's another reason why this is important, and then there's another reason, and that reason why this is important allows you to have some freedom of choice when doing this. So let's say we're doing a workout that's got a lot of bike in it later in the session. So we're going to go sit on the bike and we're going to do 5 minutes. So the reason I would write bike is because we're doing it later and you can start to prepare those muscles and whatnot. But the real reason we write 5 minutes of easy something to ease you into a workout is to get your mind right and to get you into the right frame of mind to ready to go into training. So this is an opportunity for you to sit there. You can plan all your percentages. You can do some visualization of what you need to do with your training. If you've got muscle ups and you struggle with muscle ups, can you think about what coaching cues you need to, or what points of performance you need to be able to hit those reps a little bit better? If it's a lift and you've got percentage work, start working out the calculation, like, okay, I need to be at 70%, 80%, 85%, that's about this much, or trying to understand, last time I did this, this happened, make sure I don't blow up on this part of the workout. So use that 5 minutes to kind of mentally prepare yourself for what's about to go down and take yourself out of the real world and go into training world. So it sounds a bit cliche, but it's like stepping onto the battlefield. So if I've come from work or I've come from home and I've been in this one zone where I'm non-athlete mode and I want to go into athlete mode, a great segue for that is something really easy that you don't need to think about, that you can just sit there and use that opportunity to get warm and start getting prepared to train, but also get your mind in a good place to be able to exercise or to train. And I look at this as getting ready for battle. I'm leaving work mode, I'm taking my work hat off, and I'm using this as preparation to go into battle mode or going to put my training hat on. I'll always write 5 minutes of X, Y, and Z. You don't have to do the 5 minute bike or 5 minute row if you just can't tolerate that, it's too boring for you, or you're just sat there chatting with mates instead of making it use a beneficial thing is it could be anything. You might feel, I'm quite a tight person, believe it or not. So I sometimes just sit and do some like easy, very gentle mobility flow work, some kind of tabletops and some bear crawls and some kind of just free flow movement just to open my hips up, my body up. But as I'm doing that, it's all easy stuff that I don't have to think about. I'm getting my mindset ready to train. I'm getting my mind ready. I'm focusing. I'm thinking about the task that we've got at hand. I'm thinking about what weights I need. I'm thinking about what equipment I need. I'm thinking about last time I did this workout, my grip blew up when it was that many reps. So this time I'm going to break it up differently. I'm thinking about what I need to do in the 10 minutes between pieces, how I'm going to recover from that training and what I'm going to do to go into next. So I've got a plan going into it. A lot of you guys as well, especially you morning lot, you 6 a.m.ers, will mess the workout up. So it's this order and you'll do this. Walk through the workout in your head whilst you're sat on the bike doing that easy stuff, or you're doing that mobility work before you start warming up, is talk yourself through the workout. We're doing 5 rounds, we're doing 10 burpees, we're doing 10 cow bike, we're doing 10 toes to the bar. I'm gonna use this weight, I'm gonna use that. Like, get all that stuff right in that part, like mentally prepare yourself so you can go into that session in a really good space and know exactly what you need to do. There's less room for error. You're mentally in a much better place and you're not thinking about that dickhead from the office at work. That's all I've got for you today, team. I hope that was useful and I hope you appreciate the 5 minute warm up a little bit more, and it's not just me being lazy and writing dodgy programming. Thanks, team.